broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
When you think of the month of October, you probably think of chillier weather. For football fans, players, and parents, however, they think of the race to the ASHAA playoffs is only heating up. Some teams find positions to make it to the big dance in November, while some just want a shot at the postseason. In comes Fairview Canaan. Football fans, Dylan Deamer here tonight. Alongside me is Tommy Warhurst. The Fairview Aggies look to win tonight as they are winless in region play so far this season, which includes a loss in the so-called Brandon Iron Bowl to the Warriors of West Point. Hayden, however, wants to break from playing second fiddle to Mortimer Jordan. A win tonight won't do that, but will give them the momentum to carry to the Blue Devils, who they'll face off with next week. Real quick, we can take a look at region standings for Region 6 of 5A. Fairview sits at the very bottom, while West Point sits in third place, 3-2. Hayden just above them with a 3-1 record. Incredible that they have a 3-4 record overall, but are 3-1. Mortimer Jordan 4-0 in region play. Tommy, what is going on tonight?
Well, Dylan, tonight I think the theme of tonight's game is overcoming adversity. For the Fairview Aggies, they have had a struggle getting a region win this season, and they've been battling injuries. Flip the coin over to the side for the Hayden Wildcats. The Hayden Wildcats are 3-4 coming into tonight, but they're sitting in the catbird seat in 5A Region 6 in that they have three region wins, only one region loss. The adversity to overcome for the Aggies is overcoming injuries and having no region wins. The adversity for the Hayden Wildcats is they can't buy any luck. Several weeks ago, their star running back, who was a 1,000-yard rusher, went out with a broken ankle. Last week, their defensive end was rock climbing at Palisades Park, fell, broke his back. Last week in the game against Corner, both of their wing backs in their Veer offense, both running backs now in the same ball game, did not walk off the field. They were carried off on stretchers with broken legs. Two running backs in the same game, Dylan, to have a broken leg is something I've never seen in all the history of doing games.
That is just very unfortunate for Hayden. Some facts about both teams. Fairview 5-4 all-time versus Hayden. They lost last year 50-40 in 2016. They're 2-4 overall in 2017, 0-4 in region play. And again, they have games next week at Springville and versus Holly Pond the week after. And now,
when we come back, we'll take a look at some starting lineups, and we'll also visit with Coach George Redding of the Fairview Aggies. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
Dylan Deamer here for Friday Night Live. I'm here with Coach Redding of the Fairview Aggies. Coach, last week was a pretty tough loss to Curry at the form of 8-3. What will your team take from that loss last week and do better this week?
Well, a tremendous focus on improving our effort has got to be number one. You know, I just don't feel like our effort was at the level it needed to be last week. Too many mistakes on our part, self-inflicted wounds, things that we control, that we've got to fix. And definitely like to see a huge improvement, just in overall team intensity and effort.
Last year it was a firefight that ended up being a 10-point loss for your team. Fairview does hold an all-time advantage over Hayden, but aside from the obvious reason, what does a win tonight mean for your team?
Well, just, you know, the win would be good, you know, make no mistake about it, you know, but it's just us getting back to doing things at the level that we're supposed to do things at, the standard that we set for ourselves and expectation that we set for ourselves. You know, that's the most important thing, and we just believe that if we do things right and do things at a high level the way we feel they should be done, then kind of winning and losing takes care of itself. But by all means, you know, getting a win, getting that region win, getting that win column on that side would definitely be a good place for us right now.
And any impact players we should look for tonight on both sides of the ball?
Well, you know, it's just our same guys. You know, we're expecting all of our guys that to make plays, and especially the plays that come to them. You know, we Grant Howard, one of our running backs, went through surgery this morning. We won't have him, so we really need to step up the running back position with Tyvin Ellis and Ethan Satterfield. Those guys really need to step up and make some plays for us. And then overall defensively, we need to play well as a team on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to the stadium of the Capitals, Fairview High School for Friday Night Live's Game of the Week. Your starting lineup first for the visiting Wildcats, coming in from Hayden with a record of 3-4. At quarterback, a senior, 6'1", 168 pounds, number one, Sheridan Miller. At wingback, a 5'10", 165 pound senior, number seven, Dylan Frazier. At the X-back, a 6', 185 pound senior, number eight, Cody Snow. At running back, a 5'10", 180 pound senior, number 27, Caleb Wilson. At running back, a 6', 190 pound freshman, number 33, Corbin Register. On the offensive line, 6'2", 275, and a senior, number 58, Gavin Torbert. On the offensive line, 5'4", 210 pounds, number 59, Trimble Garrett. On the offensive line, 6'1", 255, and a junior, number 60, Levi Swan. On the offensive line, 6'2", 273 pounds, and a junior, number 74, Cole Hawkins. And on the offensive line, 6'2", 246 pounds, and a senior, number 76, Connor Register. Your offensive lineup for the Fairview Aggies, coming in with a record of 2-5, 0-3 in the region. On the offensive line, a 6'3", 248 pound senior, number 77, Hanson Cash. at tackle, a 5'11", 233-pound junior, number 66, Jared Batchelor. At tackle, a 6-foot, 195-pound freshman, number 65, Levi Garner. At guard, a 6'1", 260-pound junior, number 63, Dylan Garner. At guard, a 6'1", 180-pound junior, number 51, Clay Jeffers. At running back, a 5'10", 155-pound sophomore, number 20, Tyvon Ellis. At wide receiver, a 5'9", 160-pound senior, number 10, Scott Bennett. At running back, a 5'9", 160-pound senior, number 9, Garrett Dunn. At wide receiver, a 6'2", 155-pound senior, number 8, Jordan Earwood. At wide receiver, a 6'1", 170-pound senior, number 3, Ethan Holland. And the quarterback, a 6'1", 210-pound junior, number 6, Dane Black. We're at Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. I welcome into the booth now Daniel Warhurst. And, Daniel, we've set the stage tonight for the contest. Both teams are wounded, but I feel like we're going to have a great ball game.
It seems like you said everything's set for a great ball game tonight. Like you said, both teams having to deal with injuries, and like we said, that means next man up, and we'll see what they got in store for us tonight. Both teams got to dig down deep, and people that haven't maybe played much this year got to step up into a role, a big-time role, and play a good ball game.
Dylan, down on the sideline, what's the mood of the atmosphere down below?
Well, we're waiting on the team to come out. Fairview just won the toss. If you didn't hear, they had won the toss. I think they elected to defer. Not sure on that. I'll get some word on that pretty soon. But Fairview ready to come out of their blow-up helmet, which I had to agree with what Daniel said earlier. It kind of looked like a spider. Right now the Hayden Wildcats coming out. But feels pretty good out here, temperature-wise. Expecting the mid-50s by the time this one's over. Should be around 68 right now down here, and it feels pretty great for some October football.
It is a great night for football, the third Saturday in October, known for classic college football games, and this is when the high school season ramps up to find out who's securing their spot in the playoffs and who's not going to get to go. The Hayden Wildcats have taken the field. They'll be dressed in their visiting white jerseys with black numerals, white pants with a black stripe down the side. They've got black headgear with a gold Wildcat on the side. The Aggies from Fairview now taking the field, led out by their Pee Wee team leading them onto the field. The Aggies come out arm in arm walking onto the field. They'll be dressed in a dark gray pants, dark gray tops with purple shoulders, and purple headgear with Aggies written on the side. The Aggies did win the toss, and they deferred to the second half. Actually, I apologize. I'm incorrect. Hayden won the toss. They deferred, so they're going to be kicking off. So Fairview is going to be receiving to start the game. Cole Hawkins set the kickoff for the Hayden Wildcats. They're already on the field, lined up, ready to go, and the Fairview Aggies are still yet to take the field. Good crowd filing in here to watch this 5A Region 6 contest. Glad you're with us on Live 95, WRJM LP Coleman. Proud to bring you Friday Night Live.
Looks like we got Bennett for Fairview and Dumas back deep.
So Bennett and Dumas, respectively. It's a short kick, going to be taken up at about the 37-yard line. Recovered that time by Clay Knopp. So the Aggies will have great position as they start out. First and 10 from their own 37-yard line. They'll be moving left to right as you listen here in the first quarter.
Like we've been noticing, Tommy, seems to be a theme this year. Teams just kick off short pooch kick.
From the shotgun, trips to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Pass out into flat, complete, running up to about the 40 to the 42-yard line. Black's pass was complete out in the flat to Garrett Dunn. Play picks up about 7 yards.
Just a quick screen to the wide receiver. They had three receivers to that side. He stepped back, and the other two receivers blocked, just hit him real quick. Same formation this time.
That's Trips to the far side now. One back beside Black. Black hands it off, running right up the middle to Tyvon Ellis. Ellis has got his first down and more into Wildcat territory at the 48-yard line.
Dylan Frazier for Hayden saved a touchdown. He was coming up the sidelines. He was the last man on Hayden's team to stop him, and he put a lick on him and put him out of bounds.
First and 10 for the Aggies now from the Wildcat 48-yard line. Two receivers, three to the near side, one to the far side as they work left to right. Black from the shotgun now. Long snap count. Hands it off right up the middle. That's Ellis again. And Ellis is met hard right at about the 45-yard line. Big defensive tackle, Connor Register, met him right in the hole.
Register stood his ground, Tommy. He didn't give an inch. When Ellis got to him, he stood him straight up and waited on the rest of his team to get there. Good stop for the Hayden Wildcats.
Play gauge two. It's second and 8 now from the Wildcat 45-yard line. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side for Black. Ellis flares out to the far side. Black wants to throw. Complete across the middle. Good spin move by Ethan Holland at the 40. And he spins down to near the 38-yard line. Close, Dylan, to a Aggie first down.
Yeah, very close, Tommy. And, you know, I wanted to reflect on something before. You know, when I interviewed Coach, he said, you know, that Grant Howard out with an injury, had surgery today, so he's expecting some running backs to step up. And in comes Tyvon Ellis, and he really has stepped up, picked up pretty good yardage in the last play. We'll see what he goes here again.
They call him just short, third down and inches now for the Aggies. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far. Ellis alone back beside Black. Black wants to throw again, has great protection, fires across the middle. Is it scooped for a catch? Yes, it is. A great diving scoop catch by Scott Bennett right down near the 20-yard line.
Great play call. I like the play call. Third and inches. Everyone in the whole stadium expects you to hand it off, go up the middle. Quarterback drop back, hit a deep post to Bennett, and he made a great catch going to the ground, got his hands underneath the ball, and first down.
19-yard gain for the Aggies now. They've got it first and 10 from the Wildcat 20-yard line. Two receivers to either side for Black now. Ellis is back. He'll have motion to the far side. He gives it to Black, running behind him, offensive line. Big hole, 15. Oh, tripped up at the 6-yard line and falling forward right there is Tyvon Ellis.
Dylan Frazier again for Hayden saves a touchdown. Black had broke through the line and he looked like he was going all the way, and Frazier come up, made a shoestring tackle and got him on the ground.
So it's first down and goal for Fairview now from the 6-yard line. Trips to the near side. Ellis gets a handoff again right up the middle, hit hard at the 5, and he spins down to near the 4.
Yes, hit hard by Cade Martin. Looks like Cade Martin, coming from his middle linebacker position, saw Black in the hole, and hit hard was an understatement, I believe, Tommy. He put a lick on him.
Second down and goal from the 5. The Aggies huddle this time in a tight huddle, looking back to the sideline. Now they'll quickly get over the ball and try to snap this one quick. Trips to the far side. Ellis the back beside Black. Black hands it off to Ellis, trying to turn the left corner, breaks one tackle and can't get away from the second. He's barely going to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Again, another great tackle by Cade Martin. Scraping off the edge from his middle linebacker spot, and he come up and made a beautiful tackle. That's what you call tackling in space. That's the hardest tackle to make when there's room to go on either side. You've got to get the man on the ground, and he did just that.
8 minutes left in the opening quarter. No score, but the Aggies are threatening now. Third and goal from the 5. Two receivers to the near side. Black fakes it to Ellis. Wants to roll to their side, has pressure. Now he backtracks to the left side. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 into the end zone. Touchdown, Aggies.
Wow, great play by the quarterback, Black. It looked like, Tommy, he was going to roll to what would have been his right, and he took one step after the snap, and the defensive end for Hayden had closed in on him. He did a complete 180, and when he did, the whole left side of the field was wide open. Nobody over there, and he sprinted to the corner of the end zone. Great play by the quarterback, Black.
Jackson Swan to attempt the extra point. Places down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 7:54 left in the first quarter, the Aggies jump out to a 7-0 lead over the Hayden Wildcats. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it.
We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Zafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. The Aggies with a 7-0 lead early. 7:54 left in the opening quarter over the Wildcats of Hayden. Jackson Swan set the kickoff now for the Wildcats. For the Aggies. Frazier back to receive for the Wildcats. Frazier's going to take this one at his own 12. 15, spins back at the 20. 25, out to the 27-yard line before he's brought down by Jordan Earwood.
Yeah, Frazier caught the kickoff about the 11 or 12-yard line. Looked like he was going to go to the middle, and then he cut it back to the outside, and Earwood was right there, gave no ground, put him on the ground. Great play by Earwood.
So the Hayden Wildcats come in now. Their first offensive possession with a brand-new backfield. All of their running backs out with injuries on the season. They'll run the veer, double wings, and one receiver to the near side. Hand off to the fullback, looking for a hole, nowhere to go. Dances back to the near side, and he's brought down there by the Aggies. Caleb Wilson trying to get to the near corner, and he was going to have nothing to do with it. It's right there waiting on him. Daniel was Eric Taylor.
Yes, he was. They brought the left wing back in a quick motion, and then the quarterback spun and turned and handed it to Caleb Wilson, and he had no room to run, nowhere to go.
Second down and 9 now. They'll hand it on the jet sweep off to Frazier. Frazier's got a hole. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Frazier in the open field to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Wildcats. Dylan Frazier with a 69-yard touchdown run.
What a great run. They ran the exact same formation. This time the quarterback handed it to Frazier on the quick motion behind him, and he outran everybody to the corner. Tommy, I don't think but one guy touched him, and it was just with one hand as he was falling. He took it 69 yards. Don't look like their drop-off was too much in the running back position if all these running backs are playing for the first time. Great run.
Hawkins on to attempt the extra point. This one is up, and this one is good. So with 7:04 left in the first quarter, we're tied at 7. Dylan, 50 seconds later, we go from 7-0 to 7-7.
Yeah, that's right. We had a big Fairview touchdown, credit to Dane Black. Just a few seconds, like I said, 50 seconds ago, and then Dylan Frazier returns the favor and goes for 7 right there. Hayden, like you said, Daniel, Hayden don't seem like they have a lot of drop-off here. They really don't have a lot of, after so many injuries, looks like they're still got some good players in the roster, so let's see that, but wow.
Somebody had commented to me before the game, you know, both teams are so beat up with injuries, we don't know what kind of a quality football game we're going to have, but so far, with 4.5 minutes in, we're tied at 7. Hawkins kicks off now for the Wildcats. Picked up at the 15-yard line. Running back to the near side is Dante Dumas. Dumas to the 25, 30, and run out of bounds right about the 32-yard line. Had it not been that time, Daniel, for Grant Green, Dumas might have been looking for the end zone.
Yes, he cut it, took it on the left side of the field, come all the way back to the right side of the field, and Grant Green made another open field tackle we've been talking about, making open field tackles, and he probably saved a big return for Fairview there.
So first and 10 for the Aggies now from their own 32-yard line. We're tied at 7. 6.5 left in the first quarter. A slot to either side for the Aggies. Ellis is the lone back in the pistol formation beside Black. Now Black shifts Ellis over to his right side. Ellis fakes it. And Black throws out in the flat, complete to Earwood, right up near the 38-yard line.
Just a simple, quick out. Earwood went about 4 yards, turned out, and like you said, Tommy, Ellis took the snap, and without any wasted motion, he turned and fired it to Earwood. He made a good catch and kept his feet inbounds.
Play gained 6 yards. It's second and 4 for the Aggies now. from their own 38-yard line. Slot to either side again. Black wants to throw. Fires in and out of the outstretched hands of Dante Dumas. Dumas leaped high into the air, but just couldn't haul that one in.
Yeah, they were trying to set up a wide receiver screen. They bring the right side guard and tackle pulling off the line of scrimmage out in front of Dumas, and the ball just a little high. He couldn't quite come up with it.
Third down and four for the Aggies now from their own 38-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Black wants to throw, rose to his left, great protection, fires downfield, incomplete, intended for Garrett Dunn. Gunn had a little bit of open space as Caleb Wilson was covering for the Wildcats, but pass falls incomplete.
He led him just a little bit too much. Like you said, Dunn was running a post-corner route, and he had a little bit of separation from the defensive back. The ball just a little bit out in front of him.
Clay Knopp on the punt now for the Aggies, and back to receive for the Wildcats will be Jay Burrow. Burrow stands at his own 34-yard line. Knopp should put a boot to this one right about the 27-yard line. Snap is good. Hayden comes after it, but boy, he gets it away. Burrow's going to field this one. Run to the right side. 35, 40, 42 before he's wrestled out of bounds by Mason Black. So, Dylan, once again, the Wildcats going to be in good position.
You're absolutely right. They are right here at the 42-yard line, setting up in great real estate. This is the first four and out we've had of this game because, if you remember, we've already had two scoring drives back-to-back. This will be the first time that they will start with the ball. Well, not the first time they start with the ball. Of course, the first time after Fairview gives it up on fourth down.
So it's first and 10 for the Wildcats now, running their veer. Double wings and a tight fullback. One receiver to the far side. They give it to the fullback running right up the middle, and he's hammered right about the line of scrimmage. Not much doing that time. Maybe 1 yard on the carry.
Not much room up the middle. Elvis Pacina took his man and pushed him out of the way, and he met the fullback in the hole and said, nothing doing right here.
It'll be second down and 9 for the Wildcats now from their own 41-yard line. We're tied at 7. Handoff this time goes to Frazier, turning the right corner again, and he's doing the same thing he did while ago, but he stumbles and falls at the 38-yard line. He was in the open field, Dylan, headed for the end zone again, and I think the 39-yard line tripped him up.
I thought Dylan Frazier was going to get free and just go all the way for 7 again, but this time he tripped himself up and could not recover. He had the same exact speed like he did on the scoring play, just couldn't keep up with himself.
First down and 10 for the Wildcats now from the Aggie 38-yard line. Two backs in the backfield. Frazier gets the call again around the right end, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds about the 32-yard line on the far side. Ethan Holland was the Aggie that got his paws on him.
Yeah, they're running just about the veer, means the option, and they're running the same play. This time they gave it to Frazier. He got around the end. Good pickup on first down, about 6 or 7 yards. They ran that play to the short side of the field, so it was a little congested once he got around the end.
Second at 5 for the Wildcats now from the Aggie 32-yard line. Quick handoff to the fullback, busting right through the hole is Evan Orr. Orr's going to be down to near the 28-yard line, about a yard short of a first down.
Yeah, that's the second option, Tommy, off of that veer motion. They bring the wing in a quick motion behind the quarterback. He does the same move every time. Takes the snap, spins. He can give it to the motion man, or he can give it to the fullback. That time he gave it to the fullback, it brings up third and short.
Third and one now from the 28. Handoff going around the right side. This one goes to Jay Burra. Burra's got his Wildcat first down and a few more yards down to the 22-yard line before he's finally brought down by Mason Black.
Yep, and once again, that's the third option off of the veer, Tommy. The wing back comes in the fast motion. He fakes it to him, fakes it to the fullback on the left side, then hands it to the trailing Burrow for a good gain.
First and 10 for the Wildcats now. Handoff coming back to the near side. This time goes to 17, Cole Goolsby. As we mentioned early on, the Wildcats have been scrambling to fill a backfield as every one of their starting running backs has been out with broken ankles or broken legs. Two of their running backs broke their legs last week against Corner. So they're scrambling, trying to find freshmen and sophomores, guys who've never been on the field or playing in their first varsity ball games tonight.
Yeah, and I think another thing, Tommy, that they're leaning on, at least right now, is if you got a solid offensive line, you can plug many people back there in the backfield. I know athletes make great plays, but if you plug somebody behind a solid line.
Second and 11 now. Burrow's going to get the call again. He's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. Johnny on the spot that time is Eli Spiegel. Actually, check that. That's Jeremy Cloud. 23 was not on the roster. We had to insert him to the right, so I apologize. Jeremy Cloud was Johnny on the spot that time, getting the tackle in the backfield for the Wildcat loss. So now it's going to be third down and 11 for Hayden. The ball is on the Aggie 22-yard line. We've got 2:15 left in the first quarter. We're tied at 7. The Wildcats trying to put some more on the board. It's third and 11. Double wing. One running back is the fullback. He gets the handoff. That's Orr. Orr's hit hard right in the hole. There's three Aggies there waiting on him.
Garrett Dunn and once again Cloud making a great tackle for about a yard gain. I was going to say the last play was the first negative play Hayden had run all night long, and that's another stop for maybe a foot he gained on that. Great play by Fairview.
Yeah, the last three defensive plays have involved Jeremy Cloud. I thought he came up with the ball on one of them. It looked like he stripped it, but they said no.
Fourth down and 9 for the Wildcats now. From the Aggie 20-yard line, they're going to go for it. Two backs in the backfield, wing to the far side as they work right to left. Motion all over the field for the Wildcats. They hand it back, coming on a misdirection to Goolsby. Goolsby's to the 5 and into the end zone for the touchdown. When I said motion everywhere, I'm not talking about early motion. I'm just talking about, Daniel, at the snap of the football, you got guys in the backfield going right and left, and you don't know who's got the ball, and out pops Goolsby.
That's exactly right. They had a back on either side of the quarterback that time. The one on the right side went to the left. The quarterback took the snap, spun, faked to him, faked to the one, the running back on the left side going to the right, and Goolsby was the wing, and he waited and come behind all of that, took the snap, and there was nobody on that side of the field, Tommy.
Hawkins for the extra point. The snap is good. The place is good. The kick, though, goes wide to the right. No good. So with 1:17 left in the first, your score, Hayden 13, Fairview 7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Dapper Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. Hayden 13 over the Fairview Aggies 7. Hawkins kicks off. Returned this time by Dante Dumas from the 18-yard line up to about the 21. And so far, Daniel, this Hayden Wildcat offense, who was supposed to be so beaten up, has been hard to handle for the Aggies.
Yes, they talk about all their running backs that have been injured and are not in the game. But like I said, their offensive line is doing the job and helping out these young players, and they've moved the ball with ease in this first quarter.
So first and 10 for the Aggies now. They trail Hayden by 6. They've got it on their own 20, a slot to either side. Ellis is the lone back beside Black. Black gets a handoff. Actually, Ellis gets a handoff running right up the middle, right behind his big tackle, all the way out to the 29-yard line. 9 yards in a cloud of dust.
9 yards in a cloud of dust is exactly right. Nothing fancy about that play. Black took the snap, handed it straight to Ellis, and he exploded through the line of scrimmage.
Second down, and we'll call it a short 2. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side for Fairview as they work left to right now. They'll send one receiver in motion to the near side. They give it to Ellis. Ellis is across the 30 at to the 33-yard line before he's knocked down that time by big number 54 for the Wildcats. That's Nick Purvis.
Hard running by Ellis. He got hit as soon as he got the ball, Tommy, and he broke a tackle and kept his feet moving and churned all the way for the first down.
First and 10 Aggies now from their own 33-yard line. Trips to the near side as they work left to right. Quick pitch out into flat to Garrett Dunn. Dunn gets across the 35, and he's slung down to the turf that time by Austin Beckham.
Great tackle. Just a quick pitch out to the wide receiver. They had two receivers to the side, and one went deep, and the other one took about two steps and turned around. And Black hit him with the ball quick. And that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter, Tommy.
After one quarter of play, your score, Hayden 13, Fairview 7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Dafford Smith Stadium, campus of Fairview High School. Second quarter just about set to get underway. It is 13-7 Hayden over the Aggies of Fairview in this 5A Region 6 battle. The Wildcats come into tonight 3-1 in the region, and the Aggies are 0-3. The Wildcats have all but secured a spot in the playoffs. They're just trying to see if they're going to host or they have to travel in the first round. It's second down and 7 for the Aggies now from their own 36-yard line. Ellis gets the handoff, and he's tripped up right about the line of scrimmage. He had a hole, but tripping him up right there, Daniel, was Ethan Hallmark.
Ethan Hallmark dove in from the left side defensive end spot, got past his blocker, and dove right into the feet of Ellis, took him right out from under him, right about the line of scrimmage. Great play right there by Ethan Hallmark.
Third down and 7 now from the 36 for the Aggies. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near. Black wants to throw, fires out in the flat, incomplete, in and out of the hands again to Scott Bennett.
Yeah, Colin Chappell come up, and when you talk about hitting the receiver at the exact time the ball gets there, he did that perfectly. As soon as the ball touched Bennett's hands, he hit him dead in the back, dislodged the football, and that's going to bring up fourth down for Fairview. Great play by Chappell at defensive back.
Clay Knopp will drop into punt formation for the Aggies. He'll hit this one about his own 24-yard line. Jay Burrow back to receive for the Wildcats. He'll stand at his own 34. Burrow back deep. Knopp gets the snap. The Wildcats come after it again, but Knopp gets this one away. Burrow takes it and fumbles it. He drops it at the 39-yard line. And it looks like the Wildcats fall back on it. Right there was Dante Dumas. There were two Aggies all around it, but Dumas dove in there and recovered it. Check that. That's Goolsby for Hayden.
Yeah. Goolsby, Johnny on the spot. Burrow ran up. He didn't have anybody back blocking for him since they went after the punt, and he mishandled it. And way to be on the ball. Cole Goosby dove in from about 3 yards out and landed on the football.
First and 10 for the Wildcats now from their own 40. They lead Fairview 13-7 with 11:08 left in the first half.
Penalty marker comes down. Looks like it's going to be against Fairview. It's going to be an offsides penalty.
So that 5-yard penalty will give Hayden 5 free yards up to the 45-yard line. They'll have a wing to the far side. Two backs. behind Miller. Burra gets a handoff, turning the left corner. And he might have picked up a yard. Not much doing.
Eric Taylor come up and made the stop. Burrow's got speed, and he was trying to get to the corner, and Taylor cut him off with a great angle from his outside linebacker spot, put him on the ground.
They're actually going to say Burrow lost a yard. It's second and six from the 44-yard line now. Two backs in the backfield behind Miller. Miller will operate under center. Handed off, going, turning around the left side is Dylan Frazier. And Frazier gets up to the 49-yard line, and he's driven backwards. A good stop that time by Jeremy Cloud again. Cloud's not a big guy, 5'5", 145, but he comes up, really lays a lick.
Yes, he come up and made a great lick on Frazier that time. Hayden going with the unbalanced line, had two tight ends on the left side of the ball and ran right behind him. Frazier looked like he was going to get the first down. And once again, great stop for Fairview.
Third and short for the Wildcats now from the 49-yard line. They have the wing and the tight end to the near side. Now they shift them to the far side. Go unbalanced to the left. They're going to give it to Frazier running around the left side. He's got his first down at another yard or two. And not much doing there is three or four. Aggies wrap him up right about the 48-yard line. Leading the charge that time is Kyle Kitts.
Basically the same play. Unbalanced line to the left, handed the ball to Frazier. He got enough for the first down, but like you said, Fairview closed quick.
First and 10 for the Wildcats now for the Aggie 48-yard line. Hayden leads Fairview 13-7. Handoff straight up the middle to the first man through is Evan Orr. Orr's got a hole, 35, 30, 25, and all the way down to the 20-yard line is Evan Orr. Big gain that time, but there's a penalty flag back about the 40-yard line.
It'll be holding on the Wildcats, so that'll just negate that run by Orr. What a bummer for the Wildcats.
A big burst of speed right up the middle from Evan Orr, but a holding penalty on the offensive line will back him up. The penalty, yardage-wise, from the original spot only cost him 2 yards. But it cost him about 30 yards on the big run from Evan Orr. So we'll do it again. It'll be first and 12 now for Hayden. Ball resting smack in the middle of the field on the 50. Unbalanced line to the left side now for the Wildcats. Two backs really in tight behind Miller. They're probably not a half a yard behind him. A lot of misdirection motion. This one goes to the first man through. That's Orr. Orr's to the 45, to the 40. Dragging Aggies with him all the way down to the 37-yard line. Stop finally made by Dante Dumas.
Yeah, Tommy, like you said, the two backs behind Miller were less than a yard behind him. And as soon as he got the snap, he handed it to Orr and quick through the line. And he was 10 yards down the field before anybody knew who had the ball.
First and 10 for the Wildcats now from the Aggie 37-yard line. This time they hand it around the left side to Goolsby. Goolsby's got a hole to the 30, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds right there. The man waiting on him on that far side was Ethan Holland.
Yeah, Ethan Holland caught some speed, got right to him, and pushed him out. Very athletic move by Holland, number 3 there for the Aggies to make the stop because, you know, we saw number 17 Goolsby make that big run for that touchdown last time. He can move.
So it's second down and 6 now from the 33-yard line. Handoff straight up the middle again. The first man throws Orr. Orr's down to the 24-yard line. Quick burst of speed right through the middle.
Yeah, that's what we used to call the quick hitter. We ran the veer at the University of North Alabama, and the fullback being a quick back, you want to get it to him as fast as you can, get him through the hole so your lineman don't have to block long. Just create a small hole. He hits it, and he's into the linebackers before anybody knows what's going on.
First and 10 for the Wildcats now. Frazier's a man on the carry this time. To the left side, there's a couple of Aggies right there waiting on him. The first man to put the wood to him was Dante Black.
Dante Black and Ethan Holland come up from his safety spot. And great play. Not much doing for Frazier that time as Fairview read the play and Holland and Black come up and made the tackle.
Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert with you on a Friday Night Live from Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School, 13-7. Hayden leading Fairview with 7 minutes left here in the first half. Misdirection handoff this time to Jay Burrow, and Burrow was kind of in the open field, and I think, again, the Turf Monster got him.
That's two tackles tonight for the Turf Monster, Tommy. Burrow showing speed and tried to make one man miss, and again, nobody was close to him, but again, the Turf Monster tripped him up.
Not sure if the stat guy has the Turf Monster on his chart, but he's made two tackles tonight. Third down and 10 for Hayden now from the 24-yard line. In the traditional Veer look now, double wings, one running back and receiver to the far side. Motion to the far side from Goolsby. Miller wants to throw now. His first time tonight, and he fires out in the flat. There's nobody over here. We've got two flags. One in the backfield, maybe pass interference. The one to the near side is going to be intentional grounding because there was nobody over here in the flat, Dylan.
Yeah, I saw the flag come up over where the ball went down. It's definitely going to be intentional grounding, but this could be pass interference as well. Very, very questionable what's going on.
They called holding against Fairview, and then they called intentional grounding against the Wildcats.
Those will be offsetting penalties, and we'll replay third down, Tommy. Third and 10 from about the 24.
Miller gets a signal from the sideline. The Wildcats run no huddle, but they run the traditional Veer. Now they're going to back away. They're going to let the play clock run down a little bit and take themselves a timeout, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Coach Redisher takes timeout with 5:50 left in the first half. Hayden leads Fairview 13-7. We'll take timeout with them. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Left to play in the opening quarter. Hayden takes a timeout, and now Fairview comes right back behind them. Dylan takes their own timeout.
Yeah, we were taking a break for the Hayden timeout, and then the Aggies follow suit with their own timeout. 5:48 to play. Fairview trails by 6 at home. Again, a big Region 6 5A game here tonight. Like I said, it'll decide between if Hayden will travel or stay home. Now, they have Mortimer Jordan next week, which tops Region 6. So that'll be a big game. If they can carry some momentum and win tonight, carry that to face off with the Blue Devils in Hayden next week. Now, for Fairview, they'll play Springville on the road and then close out with their regional rivalry game against the 3A Holly Pond Broncos. While for the Hayden Wildcats, I do believe they face off again Mortimer Jordan, and then they'll be at home. They will go on the road to Lincoln and Talladega County.
Scores from around the county tonight: West Point leads Good Hope 10-0 in the second quarter. Fultondale over Holly Pond 21-6 in the second. Gadsden, Southside Gadsden leads Coleman 14-7. On third down and 10, it is Frazier again on the carry for the Wildcats, and he picks up good yardage. He gets about 8 down to near the 18-yard line.
Yes, another great play from Hayden. They ran the two backs crisscross again, and Frazier come around behind the quarterback. He handed it to him. He picked up about 8 yards, so going to be fourth down right here, fourth and 2, and it looks like Hayden's going to go for it.
Tanner leads Cold Springs 8-7. Those games from around the county, we'll try to keep you updated on those. Here at Dafford Smith Stadium, it's 13-7. Hayden over Fairview. It's fourth down and 2 for the Wildcats. They're going to go for it from their own 17. Hand off to the big fullback right up the middle. That's Caleb Wilson. Wilson's got his first down plus about seven.
Yeah, I think they moved Wilson up to the spot where Orr had been, but they needed 2 yards, and Wilson's a little bit bigger kid than Orr was, and he bulled his way through for the first down. Big pickup for Hayden.
Wilson, 5'10", 180 pounds. He looks bigger than that in his pads, though. So it's first down and goal from the 9-yard line for the Wildcats. They'll hand it off. Coming to the near side is Goolsby. And Goolsby spins down to right near the 4.
Another shifted over line. They bring the tight end over to the same side, have 2 tight ends on one side. And Goolsby, from the opposite wing position, comes around behind the quarterback, takes this ball, and he put him close.
Second down and goal from the 3-yard line now for the Wildcats. Wing to the near side, 2 backs. Straight up handoff right up the middle to the big fullback again. That's Caleb Wilson. Wilson's into the end zone for the Wildcat touchdown.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Miller put his arms up, he knew it was in. Wilson, the fullback there, going with the big carry up the middle, he just easily prances in there. And now it'll be 19-7 awaiting the PAT.
Roland Martin on to attempt the extra point for the Wildcats now out of the hold of Sheridan Miller. Martin's kick is up, and this one is good. So with 4:10 left to play in the first half, your score, Hayden 20, Fairview 7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Back at Stadium, 20-7 with 4:10 left of the first half. The Wildcats from Hayden have come in here, a wounded bunch of cats, and so far they're putting it on the Aggies. Short kick this time, fielded at the 25-yard line, back to the 30, spinning now, reversing his field back to the other side is Cameron. Actually, Scott Bennett, excuse me, and Bennett gets up to the 40 and up to the 45-yard line. So good return that time by Bennett and the Aggies, and they're going to be in great field position.
Great return, and when I was looking over the roster, Tommy, earlier, I said, man, I hope he makes a good play so I can say Scoot Bennett. It's Scoot, not Scott. It's Scoot Bennett with a great return for the Fairview Aggies. Great name.
So Scoot scooted out to the 45 on that return. Puts the Aggies in good field position. 2 receivers to either side. High snapper Black, but he hauls it in. Fires it out here to the near sideline to Garrett Dunn, and Dunn is hammered. He is really hit hard and knocked out of bounds. Cade Marlin really came up and put a lick on him.
That play took a little bit longer to develop. I don't know if it was the high snap that Black had to corral and then turn. And when he fired the ball out to Dunn, Cade Marlin come and put a lick on him. Lost a yard.
So it's 2nd and 11 for the Aggies now. Trips to the far side, 1 receiver to the near. Black wants to throw, fires complete right across the middle of midfield. Good pitch and catch from Black to Ethan Holland.
Just a quick screen. Holland again made another great catch, got his hands underneath the ball before he fell to the turf. Good game for the Fairview Aggies.
It'll be 3rd down and 5 from the 49-yard line. Clock ticking, 2 minutes, 50 seconds left of the first half. The Wildcats from Hayden with a 20-7 lead over the Aggies. From the shotgun now, Black wants to throw again. He's under pressure. They're going to get him in the backfield. Quick sack that time from Grant Green.
Yeah, Grant Green on the sack there. And he got through the quarterback very quickly. Black did not have enough time to get the ball off. He thought he had a little more time, and we'll go to 4th and 5 here.
Clay Knopp will check in to do the punting chores for the Aggies. He'll stand at his own 30-yard line. Jay Burrow will be back to receive for the Wildcats, standing at his own 28-yard line.
They've come close a couple of times to blocking these.
Hayden comes after this one again. They're close, and they run into the kicker this time. Knopf's kick hits him at the 37-yard line. It's going to roll dead at the 30, but they're going to get running into the kicker. We'll see if this is a 5 or a 15. This will be the 15-yard variety, so that's going to give the Aggies a first down.
Yeah, like I said, Hayden has come close a couple of times tonight on Fairview punts with a couple of guys being right at the end of the punter's foot. That time they got a little too close, knocked the punter, Nick Purvis, straight to the ground.
You got to be careful if you're Hayden because that's not what you wanted. You had the ball back at the 30-yard line. That's pretty good. But you run into the kicker, you give it right back to Fairview, and they've got the ball just near the 40-yard line, and it's just great for them.
So the Aggies have it now, first and 10 from the Wildcat 42-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near as they work from right to left. They hand it off to Ellis as Ellis is dragging Wildcats with him down to the 35-yard line. Purvis is the one that finally brought him down, but we've got a penalty flag again back at the 43.
And it's going to be served against Fairview.
Holding the call against the Aggies. So that'll back them up to their own 47-yard line. They'll replay first down, but now it's going to be first down and 20 from their own 47. 1 minute, 39 seconds left in the first half. The Aggies trail the Wildcats by 13. Hayden 20, Fairview 7. Black wants to throw. Pump fakes. Now he fires deep down the near sideline. He's got his man open. Oh, and he can't haul it in. Scoot Bennett was open down about the 20-yard line. Tried a one-handed catch, but just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, Scoot Bennett ran up what we call it's a stop and go. He goes about 10 yards, turns back to the quarterback, and then spins. And he was down the sidelines. The ball was there. He just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, that happened right in front of me. Scoop Bennett, I think he just could not get in front of the ball there. Tried to do it with the one arm, like you said, and just could not haul it in. Could have been a big play for the Aggies with 1:31 to play in this half.
So it's second down and 20 now with 1:31 left to play. A 20-7 lead for the Wildcats over the Aggies. Two receivers to either side for Black. Black hands it off right up the middle to Ellis. Ellis across midfield, getting to the 45 and down to the 44-yard line before he's tripped up by Chase Hoagland.
Yeah, Fairview looks like it was a passing situation, second and about 20, and they ran a little draw to Ellis. Picked up good yards on second down.
Third down and 12 now for the Aggies from the 45-yard line. 1 minute left to play in the first half. Black wants to throw, drops back, fires across the middle. Complete right about the 40-yard line. Ethan Holland on the reception that time for the Aggies. And I'm joined in the box by a gentleman who I had not probably seen in 25 years now, just about. Robert Bradford, the voice of the Hayden Wildcats.
Hello, Tommy D.
Hello,
how you doing,
sir?
Brother?
I'm good.
Good to see you. It's good to be. We had some good times back in the days, Tommy.
Yes, we did. I figured for the last bit of the first half, before you go to introduce the Hayden Wildcat Band, you can join in our broadcast here on Live 95.
Oh, I appreciate that. And, Tommy, you're a special person to me, somebody I'll always remember. And I tell you what, I wish I had your pipes, man. You're great, brother.
Well, Robert, I have to say that they're not the Lord gave them to me, but I look at it as him speaking through them through me. So I've got to give praise and give credit where credit is due. And let me ask you this. Let me tell you a backstory, folks. 1992, I was working at a radio station in North Birmingham. Robert Bradford has done PA announcing at Hayden High School. This is his 36th year.
Yes, sir.
I think you were doing sports writing, too.
Yes, sir. Wrote for the North Jefferson News, the Birmingham News, and the Birmingham Post-Herald, all three, but all three have quit us.
And then after we would do a ball game on that radio station, Robert would come to the radio station, would do a scoreboard show throughout the evening. We kind of struck up a relationship that's now 25 years running.
And still, thank goodness for Facebook, Tommy. Still see each other on Facebook once in a while, and appreciate everything that you do, brother. And the kicker for us is a freshman, Jacob Dowd. We had to find out. We had to send down to the sideline, so I wanted to update you.
He was not on one roster. The other roster said it was a guy named Roland Martin. So. It's fourth down and 7 for the Aggies now. Black wants to throw, fires across the middle. This one's going to be incomplete. He was trying to hit Dante Dumas across the middle, but Dumas was covered up good by the Hayden Wildcats. Austin Hutchins had the coverage on him that time. Well, tell me this, Robert. The word coming into tonight was the Wildcats are wounded. They're going to be down. They don't have a backfield. And so far tonight, it doesn't look like the Wildcat backfield has missed a beat.
Well, number 7, something pretty amazing, Tommy D, is Dylan Frazier. And he broke his ankle in the first game. And here he is back tonight. And he was the one that run that one off. But, yeah, we are wounded. And the Wildcats take a knee. Tommy, I'm going to have to go down to the band, brother.
Good
talking
to you, Robert.
Take care, brother.
God bless. Robert Bradford, the voice of the Hayden Wildcats for 36 years on their PA system. If you go to Hayden, and now on the away games, he does their broadcast on a stream thanks to WCRL and Robbie McAlpine and the fine folks over in Aniana. The first half has come to an end. After one half of play, your score, Hayden 20 and Fairview 7. We'll be back. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. We're at halftime on Live 95's Friday Night Live. The Hayden Wildcats lead the Aggies from Fairview 20-7. And at this time, we'll take you down to the field for the sounds of the Hayden Wildcat marching band. little Crazy Train from the Hayden Wildcat Marching Band. We're at halftime at Dapper Smith Stadium. Hayden leads Fairview by a score of 20-7. Other scores from around the county at the half. West Point leads Good Hope 17-0. Fultondale leads Holly Pond 28-6. Southside Gadsden leads Coleman 21-7. And Tanner leads Cold Springs 14-7. Now back down to the field for more of the sounds of the Hayden High School Wildcat Marching Band. Smith Rock This Way from the Wildcat Marching Band. We're at halftime at Dafford Smith Stadium. The Hayden Wildcats lead the Fairview Aggies by a score of 20-7. And now back down to the field for more of the Rock Show, seems like, from the Hayden Wildcat Marching Band. The Hayden High School Wildcat Marching Band with Journey. And don't stop believing to close out their show. It is halftime. The Wildcats lead the Aggies by a score of 20-7. When we come back, we'll take you down to the field for the sounds of the Fairview Aggie Marching Band. We're at halftime on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. It's halftime. The Hayden Wildcats lead the Fairview Aggies by a score of 20-7. And now we'll take you down to the field for the halftime show from the Fairview Aggie Marching Band. You're listening to the sounds of the Fairview Aggie Marching Band. We're at halftime at Dafford Smith Stadium. The Hayden Wildcats lead the Fairview Aggies by a score of 20-7. The second half is next. When we come back, you're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. It's halftime, and your score, the Hayden Wildcats 20 and the Fairview Aggies 7. And Daniel, everyone said coming into tonight that this was probably going to be a struggle for both squads due to injuries, but so far it's been a pretty good football team. The Wildcats, though, even with all their injuries on offense, have proven to be hard to deal with.
Yes, that's what we were seeing. Like you said, coming into the game, talking about how many injuries they had in the backfield. But once again, that's giving credit and giving props to Hayden's offensive line, because you know the kids that are the backup running backs are good athletes. They're just maybe a little younger or haven't had their opportunity yet. And when you have a good offensive line to open holes and make blocks where they're supposed to, most good athletes can run with the football. And we saw that from Dylan Frazier, who on Hayden's first drive took the motion, got it handed to him right behind the quarterback. He went around the right end, and nobody touched him for 69 yards. And the rest of the running backs for Hayden have been filling in, stepping up, and playing good ball.
A lot of young guys getting a chance to play on the offensive and defensive side of the ball tonight for the Hayden Wildcats. I think for the Aggies, they're really missing Grant Howard, Daniel, who's been their ace running back in the backfield. He had surgery today. He's obviously going to be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's a big blow for the Aggies, and they're looking for someone to step up and take his spot. Get your opportunity to play, and you got to step up and show people that, hey, you just needed an opportunity. And maybe someone for Fairview will step up, as they need to put together a couple of offensive drives here to get back in this football game with Hayden.
Dylan, can you sense any kind of a sense of urgency or anything different that's on the sideline here as we get ready to start the second half than we did the first?
You know, a little bit. I think that, you know, maybe Fairview will come out playing with a chip on their shoulder, really wanting to do better than they did in the first half. They had a really good first quarter. The second quarter wasn't so good for them. I think they really want to come back in this second half, and they might have some energy coming out here as they are all in a huddle over by the end zone by the home scoreboard. Hopefully I can catch a word with Coach Redding for a little bit.
Some quick scores from around the county at the half. West Point 24, Good Hope 0, Fultondale 28, Holly Pond 6, Southside Gadsden 28, Colbin 21, and Tanner 14, Cold Spring 7.
Scores from the county, Locust Fort 14, Haskell 12 at the half.
Both teams have come to the side. The Wildcats are on the field. Fairview come back to their sideline, and you can just kind of feel, like you said, a sense of urgency. Really, like I think they've really humbled themselves after halftime. Coach Redding must have said some inspiring words to them. I think this Aggie team's ready to come out and dominate again.
Dylan Frazier is going to be back to receive the kickoff for the Wildcats, and kicking off for the Aggies is Jackson Swan. So second half just about set to get underway. It's 20-7 Hayden, and the second half is underway. As Swan puts a boot for it and pushes Frazier all the way back to his 12. Frazier bobbles it. Now he gathers it back in at the 15 to the 20. 25 spins out of bounds at about the 28-yard line.
Jordan Earwood made the stop. It looked as if Frazier was going to come back to the middle, and he saw an opening on his sideline, made a cut, and looked like he had some open room, and Earwood closed the gap with a great ankle and another great open field tackle.
So first and 10 Hayden on their first possession of the second half. They lead Fairview 20-7. They run the veer. They have a wing to the near side, two backs behind Miller, one receiver to the far side. Now they go unbalanced to the far side as they work left to right here in the opening quarter. They hand it off to Goolsby running around left in, and Goolsby's got 9 quick yards.
Goolsby from the right wing, and like you said, they lined up with the double wing set, then they shifted to the unbalanced and handed it to Goolsby going to the unbalanced side. Fairview's going to have to adjust when they shift and move to unbalanced. They're going to have to move their defense as well.
Goolsby's carry good enough for a first down now. First and 10 from the 40, actually from the 38-yard line. Unbalanced line to the near side now. They run it this way with Frazier. Frazier's got blocking and coming straight through there. Knifing all the way through is your man, Daniel Scoot Bennett.
Scoot Bennett come up from the free safety spot, and when Frazier got to the corner, he made a perfect form tackle. Head up, eyes on the runner, put his face mask in his numbers, put both hands behind his legs, picked him up, and made a great tackle. Great tackle.
Second down and 8 for the Wildcats now. Ball resting on their own 40-yard line, just underway in the third quarter. 20-7 Wildcats leading the Aggies. Tight backs now. Unbalanced line to the left. A little bit of miscommunication in the backfield. The ball's on the turf, and the Fairview Aggies have fallen on it at the 30-yard line.
Ethan Holland come up with the fumble. It looked as if Miller turned to hand it to one back, and he thought he was going one way, and he was going the other way, and when he did, he ran into his elbow. The ball came loose, and neither one of them could get on it before Ethan Holland jumped on it for Fairview.
Yeah, you could tell the miscommunication was there. Miller tried to hand off to number 17. Goolsby ended up hitting his elbow, and it was a very quick move by Ethan Holland to be there to pick it up, and now it's Fairview's ball.
First and 10 Aggies now from the Wildcat 30. Ellis on the handoff. He's got 5, 6, 7 yards all the way down to the 23-yard line, so a big burst from Ellis that time. There's so much misdirection in the backfield for the Hayden Wildcats, it's easy to see how a quarterback and a back bump into each other in the backfield.
Yes. That's exactly right. They usually have one back going one way, the other back going the other way, and the quarterback in the middle spinning.
6 quick yards for Ellis on that handoff, and it's second down and 4 for the Aggies from the Wildcat 24-yard line. 2 receivers to either side as Fairview works from right to left. Black from the shotgun wants to throw, fires. He's looking in the end zone. He's got a man open, and he cannot bring it in. Scoot Bennett was open and tried to bring it in, but great defensive coverage by the freshman, Colin Chappell.
Colin Chappell made a great defensive play. Once they teach you as a defensive back, if you're beat and the receiver's behind you, you can't turn and look for the ball. But when he puts his hands up, you put your hands up. That's exactly what Chappell did. He put his hands up, knocked the ball away from Scoot Bennett.
Third down and 4 now for the 24-yard line. 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side for Fairview. They throw it out in the flat to the far side. That one's going to be tossed out to Garrett Dunn. Dunn picks up his first down, plus a couple more. He's down to about the 17-yard line.
Great run by Dunn. Like you said, they had trips to the far side, and when Black saw they had trips to that side and only two defensive backs, as soon as he caught the snap, he made a quick toss, and he was able to get two blocks from his wide receivers and pick up the first down.
So it's first and 10 Fairview now. Ball is on the 18-yard line of the Wildcats. Fairview threatening here on their first possession of the second half. Black hands it off to Ellis. Ellis breaks away from one ankle tackle. He's in the open field. 10-5, slung out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle made that time by Jay Burrow, or Ellis was going to be dancing in the end zone.
This is, again, what I thought would happen with Ellis. Ellis gets the handoff there and tries to fight forward, 3 yards short of pay dirt there, but maybe another chance for him here.
It's first and goal for the Aggies from the 3. Ellis on the handoff again. He's hit in the backfield, breaks away, and squirts down maybe back to the line of scrimmage, or he might actually lose one on that play.
Yeah, I thought they pushed him back there for maybe a loss of one, maybe 1.5 yards or there. Again, Ellis, the carry, he cut right, just could not get through. Hayden expected that.
So it'll be second down and goal now. They'll put him down at the 4-yard line. Two receivers to either side. One back is Ellis besides Black. Black will operate from the shotgun. Aggies working right to left as you listen here in the third quarter. Black wants to throw, fires in the end zone. This one's caught, complete for the Aggie touchdown. Garrett Dunn with a 4-yard touchdown reception for the Aggies.
Yep, Dunn seems to be Black's go-to receiver. Whenever they've needed a big play, he's looked Dunn's way. That time Dunn faked to the inside, gave one quick step like he was running a slant, and then cut straight to the outside. The defensive back couldn't get underneath him, and a great pass by Black.
Yeah, it looked like Garrett Dunn picked up a lot of speed right there. Like you said, when he cut in, gets the pass from Black, and Garrett Dunn gets it done.
And Jackson Swan adds the extra point. So with 8:30 left to go in the third quarter, the Fairview Aggies have come out after halftime with some fire from Coach George Redding, and now they have drawn within 6 of the Hayden Wildcats. It's now 20-14 here on Friday Night Live on Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. We're proud to be Coleman's Independent Radio. Glad to have you along with us, Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert, bringing you all the action of 5A Region 6 between the Fairview Aggies and the Hayden Wildcats. Jackson Swan tees it up for the Aggies. Two guys back to receive for the Wildcats. It's going to be Dylan Frazier and Jay Burrow. They're standing short at their own 20, as all the kicks from Swan tonight have been short pooch kicks. Swan approaches it from 12 yards back. Hits this one high into the air, taken by Frazier at the 15. Frazier back to the 20, has blocking, 25, 30, 35, 40, and tripped up at the 41-yard line. Stop made that time. It looked like number 40, Eric Taylor, was a man that finally got him.
Looked like Hayden was trying to set up a wall on their sideline part of the field, and for a second it looked like Frazier had a way. But again, Eric Taylor stepped in and cut off his route to the outside. He needed a couple more blocks to take that one.
First and 10 for the Wildcats now from their own 40. First man through is Orr. Orr's got a first down and 11 yards up to the 50-yard line. I'm talking, folks, when I tell you it's a quick handoff and these backs are tight, they're tight. These running backs are only about a yard deep in the backfield. And when the snap goes to Miller and he goes to hand it off, whether it's on the misdirection or to the fullback, it's a quick hit. And that back is through the line of scrimmage before the defense can really react.
That's exactly right.
Double wing again, Orr sneaking through the line of scrimmage, and he loses the football. But one of the Wildcats is right there to dive on it. The offensive lineman, big 76, Connor Register, was in the right place at the right time. The ball got stripped out. It looked like Jeremy Cloud for the Aggies was there to strip the ball free, and that ends up being a 6-yard loss for the Wildcats.
Register saved another turnover that could have been devastating for Hayden. First possession of the second half, they turned the ball over, and Fairview was able to drive it down the field and score. And if he don't fall on that ball, there were two Fairview Aggies right there ready to pick it up and run to the end zone. So that saved a turnover for Hayden.
on second down and 16. Penalty flag on this play. False start against the Wildcats.
False start called against the Wildcats.
Well, guys, on the previous play, Jeremy Cloud credited for the strip there. He had a very similar play in the first half that was ruled dead. He came up with a strip again. That's the second time tonight he's done it. And it actually was counted, but, of course, not to mention the big offensive line from Hayden.
Second down and 21 for the Wildcats now from their own 39-yard line. Turning around the left side is Frazier. Frazier gets a couple of yards, and he's hit hard there by a couple of Aggies. They knock him down right about the 44-yard line.
It looked like Jared Batchelor, number 66, got his hands on Frazier first and then waited on the rest of his team to come and help him out. They've went to the well too many times with that play. I believe Fairview knows when it's coming now.
Third down and 16 for Hayden from their own 44-yard line, working left to right here in the third quarter. They lead Fairview by six. Miller wants to throw. He drops back, fires way downfield over the head of his receiver, Dylan Frazier. Frazier was at the 40, and that ball hit about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Frazier came in off the wing set, looked like he was going to run an out. Then he cut it up, and great defense that time by Mason Black. He stayed with his man. He didn't bite on the out. And like you said, the ball was at least 10 or 15 yards over his head, but I don't know if he could have come up with it if it would have been perfect because he was all over him.
Well, one thing about this Hayden Wildcat offensive line is they have size over Fairview as they've allowed the quarterback on his two attempts to pass to have enough time to get it away. So that's pretty good credit from the big offensive line for Hayden.
Dylan Frazier back to punt for the Wildcats for the first time tonight, and he hits a beauty all the way down to the 7-yard line.
That was a beautiful punt. It had good height and it had a good rotation on the ball, and when it hit, the Fairview Aggies didn't have anybody on that side of the field to return it. He didn't want to give it a shot, so he moved over, and that ball rolled at least 15 yards, Tommy, before it was down at the 6-yard line.
A 61-yard punt that time. Fairview's got it at their own 7. Two receivers to either side. One back is Black. Actually, it's Ellis beside Black, and Black's going to keep this on a quarterback keeper. He just runs around right in and gets across the 12, maybe out to right about the 14-yard line.
I've got to get a quick shout-out to my friend Nick McCarley, who's been covering the game with me the last two nights. You know, he's been looking for a good special teams game. This has been a great game for the special teams on both sides of the ball tonight.
Second down and 3 for the Aggies now. From the 14-yard line, they've got trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Ellis alone back beside Black. Black wants to throw, loses the grip on the ball in his hand, tries to regain it, and throws a wounded duck out to Scoop Bennett. So nothing doing that time for the Aggies.
Yeah, that play was doomed from the start. It looked like Black didn't handle the snap well. And then when he brought the ball up to throw it, it looks as if it slipped again. And then he tried to regain it and hustle it out there to Scoop Bennett. And it wounded duck was exactly right.
So it's 3rd and 3 now for the Aggies from their own 14-yard line. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far as they work from right to left. Black fires it out again, and this one's a bounce pass intended for Garrett Dunn in the near flat. So that's going to bring a 4th down and 3. So deep in their own territory, the Aggies unable to get out.
Yeah, it's not basketball season just yet here in Fairview. Not a good pass, another wounded duck there. I thought he should have went with Ellis and maybe run up the left. It looked like he had a hole there. Could have closed up early. It's hard to tell, though.
On 4th down and 3, Clay Knopp will come in to punt. His heels are standing at his own goal line. Jay Burrow back to receive for the Wildcats. He's standing in Aggie territory at the 42-yard line. Hayden has come after punts all night long. On one of the last Fairview punts, Nick Purvis ran in to Knopp, and the Aggies got a first down. We'll see if they come after this one or if they back off for a return. They're going to run return. Knopp hits this one. It hits at the 45. Burroughs is going to pick it up at his own 43. Spins to the far side of the field and runs back to the 35. Now he gets back to the 40. 45 up to the 47-yard line. Reversing his field and going to the far side of the field is Burrow. So the Aggies not much doing deep in their own territory. put the Wildcats in pretty good field position now. First and 10 for their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, Burrow using speed to his advantage. Fairview covered the punt well, and he just did a total reverse of field and went back to the other side, used his speed, got as much as he could out of that return.
5:02 left in the third quarter. The Hayden Wildcats with a 20-14 lead over the Fairview Aggies. It's first and 10 Hayden from their own 48-yard line. Quick toss to Frazier, turning the left side, and Frazier's got a quick 7 yards into Aggie territory at the 45-yard line.
That's the first time I've seen that formation tonight. They had two receivers to the far side, a wing, and the one back was Frazier. The line was balanced that time, but they did a quick pitch to Frazier, and he was able to get around the left end for about 8 yards.
I'm thinking they want Fairview to think that the quarterback's going to throw there, but instead they're just going to keep up with the run.
It's second down and 3 for the Wildcats from the Aggie 45-yard line. Wing to the near side. Two backs in the backfield behind Miller. Unbalanced line to the left side for the Wildcats. A little bit of confusion, and Coach Reg wants to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. 4:17 left in the third quarter. It is Hayden 20, Fairview 14. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Dapper Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. 4:17 left in the third quarter. It's 20-14. Hayden leading Fairview, and it's second down and 3 for Hayden now from the Fairview 45-yard line. Wing to the near side. Unbalanced line to the left. Now they shift to put the wing to the left. They're going to hand it to Frazier, turning the left side. He's got the first down, spins, and all the way down to the Aggie 36-yard line is Dylan Frazier.
You know, as much as I expect Fairview's quarterback Black to go with Ellis, I expect Miller to go with Frazier. Frazier's really produced a lot of yards. One touchdown tonight. What a great night for Dylan Frazier so far.
We've got an injured Aggie down on the field. It looks like number 17, Dante Dumas. He's down on the far side of the field.
Yeah, I think Dumas was in on the tackle of Frazier over there in the sidelines. There was about three or four Aggies and Frazier and a couple of offensive linemen from Hayden all in a mass over there. So hopefully Dumas will be okay. But, yeah, he's down on the far sideline where the play went out of bounds, Tommy. I'm sorry.
While they tend to Dante Dumas on the far sideline, we'll step aside. 4:09 left in the third quarter. Your score, Hayden 20, Fairview 14. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Dapper Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. Dante Dumas hobbling off the field, kind of tender, Daniel. Looks like maybe a right groin injury.
Yeah, he's kind of tender on his right side. It looks like his knee's bending good. His ankle looks okay, but like you said, he's kind of holding his inner thigh, right groin.
As he's coming to the sideline right here, they're going to tend to him. And maybe we'll try to get some word if he'll be okay.
First and 10 for the Wildcats. Hand off to the first man throughs their fullback, the 5'10", 180-pound Caleb Wilson. And Wilson quickly picks up about 8 yards on the carry for the Wildcats, down to the 29-yard line.
Yep, that was that quick hitter this time to Wilson, and he was hit immediately. And he broke a tackle, spun, broke another tackle. It took about 4 Aggies to get him to the ground. He is a tough runner in the middle.
He's listed as 5'10", 180, but he looks like he's about 5'10", 215 in those pads. Second down. They call it three. Unbalanced line to the right side. That's the way they're going to run. They give it to Goolsby. Goolsby's got his first down all the way down to the 20-yard line, and a Hayden Wildcat first down.
Yep, great play by Goolsby. They're running again to the unbalanced line side. They run line up with two wings. They shift to unbalanced, and they're just they have more men blocking than Fairview has defending. So great game by Goolsby.
So first and 10 Wildcats now from the Aggie 21-yard line. Two backs behind Miller. Miller's going to hand it off to Frazier, waiting for blocks, patiently waiting, picks up 3 yards, and is finally knocked out of bounds. There were two Aggies there on him. Eli Spiegel's the first guy, and Eric Taylor, the second guy, to wrap him up. Play only gains about 2 yards. It'll be second down at 8 for the Wildcats now. They put it down at the 19-yard line. Hayden has a wing to the near side as they work from right to left. Unbalanced line to the near side. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 offensive linemen to the right of the center. Quick handoff right up the middle this time to Wilson. And Wilson picks up a couple of yards, spins out of the hole, but they blew him down. I don't know if he was ever really tackled to the ground, but Cash Hansen was the guy who had his paws all over him.
Yeah, Wilson, like I said, 3 or 4 Fairview Aggies have been called to bring him down every time. That time looked like his forward momentum was stopped, so they blew the whistle.
Third down and a short 3. They give it to Wilson again, and he's tripped up right about the line of scrimmage. Dylan Garner was the first Aggie to hit him, right about a yard short of the first down. So decision time, Dylan, for Coach Register and the Wildcats.
4th and 2. They went for it last time. Now they're currently at 4th and 1. I think they got to go for it again. Probably going to go to one of their star backs, Goolsby, or number 7, Dylan Frazier.
4th and 1. The ball is on the Aggie 13-yard line, and the Aggies want to take time out and think about this one and see what they're going to try to do to stop this unbalanced line. Daniel, when you're looking at the offensive set for the Wildcats, we talked about it over and over tonight, they're giving an unbalanced look, which basically means when you line up at the center, there's 2 offensive linemen to the left, and then as a moment ago, there's 5 offensive linemen to the right. Why is that so difficult for the Aggies to adjust their defense to?
Well, most defenses are set up in either a 3-4, which means 3 down linemen, 4 linebackers, or a 4-3, 4 down linemen, 3 linebackers. Well, when you come up to the line of scrimmage, the normal offensive line has a center, a guard on each side, a tackle on each side, usually maybe a tight end on one side, and a wide receiver split out. Well, when they go unbalanced, they bring an extra tight end and line him up beside their tight end. So now you're overmatched man for man with your defensive front. So what Fairview needs to do is when they shift to the unbalanced line, they need to slide one man down and actually bring a linebacker up to play defensive end. That way you have a man on a man, and maybe you can get a stop or at least make them change what they're running.
4th and 1 for the Wildcats now from the 13-yard line. They're going for it on 4th down. Unbalanced line to the left. That's the way Frazier takes a handoff to go. He's got his first down, 10-5, into the end zone for the Wildcat touchdown.
Yep, they looked like they were going to go with the quick hitter again up the middle to the fullback, but they ran that motion with Frazier, handed it to him, and once again he used his speed to beat everyone to the corner, and once he got to the corner, Tommy, nobody was stopping him from getting in the end zone. They say speed kills, and when it gets to the corner, speed kills.
The Wildcats have missed one extra point tonight, so they're going to go for two, it appears, on this one. Two-point try for the Wildcats from the three-yard line. They'll have unbalanced line to the near side. Now they shift that unbalanced line to the left. The Aggies shift their defense with it. But delay of game, it looks like, is going to be the call against the Wildcats, and it is. A little bit too much time.
Well, they didn't look at the clock there, and they saw 1 second. They were shifting in the midst of their shift. They could not get it off in time, and now send them back a few yards. Maybe they just go to the side for the PAT, go with a kick here. Maybe go with a two-point conversion again. It kind of gives you a little more breathing room here.
So the two-point attempt now from the 8-yard line. A double wing, one running back, one receiver to the far side. They fake it to Frazier. Miller wants to throw. He rolls to the near side. Everybody's covered up. He's going to have to run. This one spins, and oh, my goodness, he's hammered at the 5-yard line. Wow, he really took a lick that time from Dante Black.
Dante Black. Miller was trying to avoid some tacklers coming his way. He made a good move on the first guy with a spin, but when he completed his spin, Tommy, and come back to the middle, Black hit him with a beautiful lick, put him straight to the ground. I think the first thing that hit the ground was the back of his helmet, Tommy. That was a lick.
When Dane Black hit him, boy, his head snapped backwards, and he put his face mask right at his chest and drove him backwards. So the two-point attempt is no good. We've got 1:04 left to play in the third quarter, but the Wildcats extend their lead to 12. It's now 26-14. Hayden over the Aggies.
Well, you know, Black, who's also credited with the stop there, he's also the quarterback for the Aggies, so he's coming up next. You know, one interesting thing, Miller, that's his third attempt at passing tonight. He's mostly just handed off to his one of three backs that he's had.
Cole Hawkins kicks this one away for the Wildcats. It's a short kick picked up at the 30-yard line. Back to the 35, now to the 40, still on his feet, dancing out to right about the 43-yard line is Ethan Satterfield. So now the Aggies are going to have good field position from their own 41, 42-yard line.
Good return by Satterfield. He picked the ball up, rolling on the turf. At first, I thought he looked as if he was going to just catch it and take a knee because it was a short kick, but he picked it up, made two guys miss, got to the outside, and picked up some good yards for Fairview. And like you said, they'll have great field position here at their own 42.
First and 10 Aggies from their own 42-yard line now. Working right to left. They have two receivers to the near side, two to the far. Ellis, the lone back beside Black. Ellis gets the handoff running behind his offensive line. He's got about 5 yards all the way up to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, it looks as if Fairview now trying to spread Hayden out with two receivers to either side and then go with Ellis quick up the middle. He's been a great back all night, getting good positive yards for him.
Ethan Satterfield checks into the backfield now for the Aggies. He'll be the lone back standing beside Black. Trips to the near side, one to the far side. Play action fake to Satterfield. Fires it out here in the flat. Does Black to Dunn. Dunn picks up his first down and gets down to the 46-yard line before he's knocked down by Colin Chappell.
Well, you know, when I talked to Coach earlier before the game, he said that Satterfield and the other back, Ellis, were going to get some more carries. Of course, ace back Grant Howard out for the remainder of the season. Had surgery today. So has to rely on those two to step up and fill the role that Howard had on this team.
Satterfield stays in. He'll stand to Black's left as the Aggies work from right to left. Black wants to throw, looks down the near sideline. High ball, complete at the 15-yard line to the 10-5. Touchdown, Aggies. It's your man, Daniel Scoop Bennett.
Scoop Bennett, like I said earlier, I was hoping he would do something amazing tonight so I could say Scoop Bennett because I love the name. He beat the defensive back on the play by at least 5 yards, and Black, Tommy, made a beautiful pass. He didn't have to slow down, break stride. All he had to do was stick his hands out in front of him. He caught it. Beautiful pass, beautiful play, and Fairview with 6 on the board, making a comeback here.
Jackson Swan, the southpaw, on to attempt the extra point for the Aggies. This one is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. As the third quarter comes to a close, we've got a 7-point ball game. Your score. Wait a second, now they're confusing me. They're moving both sides of the scoreboard. I want to say the Aggies have just taken It's 26-21. Now they get the scoreboard correct. My apology. I still don't think that it is right.
I'm going to have to say that's correct for now.
Okay. They were adding points to both sides, and I thought I knew what the score was, and then I just kind of went blank, but it looks like it is going to stay. Hayden 26, Fairview 21 as the third quarter comes to a close. And Dylan, I don't know about you, but when the third quarter started, there's an essence in the air, and all I can say is it smells like fair food. Is it on the sideline, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's down here, too.
I don't know if that is funnel cakes or what that is, Daniel, but it's just really permeating the press box up here.
Yes, it is, and I didn't smell it the first half, so I don't know if they're pumping the smell towards the crowd maybe to get some people like me in a minute to run down there and grab a couple of corn dogs, but it's working.
Jackson Swan sets a kickoff for the Aggies. Frazier and Burrow back to receive for Hayden, standing at their own 20-yard line. Swan's been pooching him all night. We'll see what he does with this one. He kicks this one high, taken at the 15 by Frazier. Frazier back to the 20. Now he reverses his field, 25, 30, 35, 39, 40-yard line. Finally stopped there. Jordan Earwood was in on the stop, along with who looks like Mason Black.
Yeah, Earwood again on the stop, on the kickoff, and if I don't have official stats in front of me, Tommy, but I believe that's three kickoffs in a row the Aggies have made that Earwood has made the stop, so definitely a great special teams player, Earwood.
26-21, Hayden leading Fairview with 11:51 left to play in this one. It's first and 10 Wildcats from their own 40-yard line. Penalty flag on the play, and I'm not sure.
Illegal substitution. Hayden came out with 12 people. They lined up, and the 12th man ran off the field. That's another, in my opinion, disadvantage to a huddle. You can bring guys off and end the game, and as long as you don't line up on the ball with 12, you can run one off if you need to. But when you line up on the ball and have 12, one runs off, it's a 5-yard penalty.
So first and 15 with the penalty. Dylan Frazier gets a handoff. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage and dives forward up to about the 42-yard line.
Well, when Frazier came down, he kind of bobbled the ball, but he brought it in as they whistled it in time. Frazier lost control. There was an Aggie there ready to play Hungry Hungry Hippo with it, but Hayden will hold on to it.
3-yard gain from Frazier. Now it's second down and 7 from the 43-yard line for the Wildcats. They've got a 5-point lead over the Aggies. Hand off to the big fullback. That's Wilson. Wilson's not getting anywhere. There's two or three Aggies on him. The first one leading the charge in there was Elvis Pacina.
I don't know if you guys saw this in the booth or not, but it looked like a really late hit by number 74 of the Wildcats on Dane Black, number 6, who also comes in as a linebacker for the Fairview defense. But no flags down on this one.
Third down and 7 for the Wildcats now. Big defensive play here for the Aggies. It's on the Wildcat 43-yard line. They give it to Frazier on the right side, and Frazier's going to be hammered at the 40-yard line. My goodness, what a lick that time. It looked like Scoot Bennett was the guy that hit him. I don't know if he was losing his feet, but he was de-cleated, and he's down at midfield. Oh, my.
Oh, no. As it doesn't look too good from my advantage, I saw he was just did not take well to that hit.
He's moving around on the field. Perhaps he just got the wind knocked out of him, but he was really hammered. Scoot Bennett really put the wood to him there.
It looked as if by the time he got almost to the first down marker, someone had him around his waist, and they tackled him, and he was almost to the ground, but they had a hold of him. So when Scoot Bennett hit him, it bent him backwards, and he is walking off the field now with a little help. Maybe he'll be okay. Maybe, like you said, maybe just the wind knocked out of him, because that is Frazier.
10 minutes and 30 seconds left to play in this one. It's a 5-point Hayden Wildcat lead, 26-21. The Aggies, 2-5 on the season, winless in the region. The Wildcats, 3-4 on the season, but they're 3-1 in the region. The Wildcats are going to the playoffs. They're trying to secure home field advantage in round one. They've got it first and 10 from midfield. Working right to left here in the fourth quarter. Quick handoff to Orr right at the middle. He picks up about 1.5 down to the 49. And now, Dylan, they're going to get that late hit on 74.
Yeah, they're doing it. He did it again. I could see Dane Black there getting up, clapping it off as they call the late hit. 74 and Black really not getting along. That's number 74 of Hayden. Let's see if I get a name for him. Hawkins, Brendan Hawkins.
I'm sure Coach Reg is not happy with that. He brings him off to the field. He had done it earlier, as Dylan mentioned, and didn't get caught. That time he got caught. Just no place for that in sports. If you want to hit the guy, hit him clean between the whistles. This is the one place where you can kind of have controlled war and do what you want to do in between the whistles. But after the play's over, you're going to get flagged if you step in and do something like that. So this makes it second down at about 24 for the Wildcats. The ball is on their own 36-yard line. Double wings, tight backs, motion to the far side from Burris. He takes a handoff, slowly dancing behind his tacklers. He only gets up to the 40 as there's three Aggies there waiting on him on the sideline.
Yep, once again, they run the motion with Burra and hand it to him quick. He tries to get to the outside, but Fairview Aggie defense is having nothing getting around that end. Like you said, Tommy, three or four Aggies grabbed a hold of him as soon as he come around the end, and he didn't get anything, maybe one yard.
They'll call it third down and 20 now. The ball is on the Wildcat 39-yard line. They lead Fairview by 5 with 9:14 left to play. The Wildcats in no hurry, clinging to their 5-point lead. They came in here wounded, and they're going to try to escape with a win. Inside handoff on the misdirection to Goolsby. Goolsby trying to turn the near corner, and he's not going to do it. The Aggies are chasing him down. Johnny on the spot this time is Jeremy on the spot. Jeremy Cloud.
Beautiful play by Cloud, Tommy. That's the same play Hayden scored with earlier on the far end of the field when they ran the unbalanced line to the right. Looked like sweep action, and then they hand it to Goolsby underneath. The play before when they ran in the first half, nobody was on this side of the field for him to score. This time, Cloud comes up, makes the tackle, and now we have a block in the back by Hayden. That penalty will be declined, which will bring up fourth down and 21.
Well, you know, I thought Goolsby tried to catch a win there, thought he had some speed, but the Fairview defender just caught up to him faster, and Cloud just wrecked him there.
So on fourth down, at about 18, they call it. Miller is going to drop into punt formation for the Wildcats. Scoot Bennett back to receive, standing at his own 30. He calls for a fair catch, and that's right where he hauls it in, is at the 30-yard line. So we've got 8:35 left to play in this one. The Fairview Aggies looking for their first region win. They trail Hayden by 5. Now's the time we could have a good game-winning drive, Dylan, from the Aggies.
Absolutely right, Tommy. This is the time to do it if you're Fairview. They've got all the weapons set up. You know, Scoop Bennett coming up with a big play last time. He's been struggling all night. I think he's got his confidence back, and he'll be able to make some big plays for the Aggies, not to mention the backs Ellis and Satterfield.
From their own 30, a slot to either side. Handoff up the middle. This is Ellis, and Ellis is hit right at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing there as David Ward was waiting on him right about the line of scrimmage.
Yes, they tried to run the inside play with Ellis. Got Hayden spread out with two receivers to either side and get him a quick hit right up the middle. And nothing doing right there. Chase Hoagland also in on the tackle.
They'll actually mark it for a one-yard loss. It'll be second down and 11 from the 29. Trips to the far side for the Aggies. Black wants to throw, setting up a screen pass to his wide receiver, Holland. Holland's got running room, 40, and up to the 45-yard line is Ethan Holland. He's got an Aggie first down.
Great execution. They pulled the left guard and the right guard out into the pass play. Holland made the catch and made a beautiful move, cut at backwards 3 yards to get behind his offensive lineman, Thomas. That's great use of the screen by Holland, knowing what blockers to read and then cut it upfield for the first down.
That guy say Holland knew where he wanted to go, and he took it exactly where he wanted it, and he got a first down for it.
First and 10 for the Aggies now for their own 45. Fake the handoff to Ellis, and Black's going to keep this one. He scoots across the 50, still on his feet at the 45, drops the football. The Wildcats pick it up at their own 40-yard line. Caleb Wilson picks it up. Mason Black had picked up his first down and was trying to get some extra yardage and drop the ball on the turf. And Caleb Wilson was there to scoop it up for Hayden. And now Hayden's back in business at their own 41-yard line.
Yep, that's one turnover for each team. Fairview couldn't afford to turn the ball over there. Looked like they had a good drive going, two first downs on back-to-back plays. And now they turn it over, and it'll be Hayden Ball.
So just when we thought the Aggies needed a game-winning drive, the Wildcats have the ball back, and they can add to their lead, and then they get motion on the far side. We heard the whistle blow, but no one dropped the flag, but it is a false start against the Wildcats.
Well, I know you guys may have saw this when Caleb Wilson came over on the Fairview sideline. He lost his footing as he ended up on the track. You know, he came off earlier with a pretty bad injury. He's okay now. Of course, that wasn't the play. But he comes off, lost his footing, and he ran into the bench, dragged it back, and it kind of aggravated number 17, Dumas, who's out. Aggravated in the sense of injury. Looked like he was in pain afterwards, as he's still on the bench over here.
Jay Burrow takes the sweep this time, running to the far sideline, and he picks up about 3 yards. So it'll bring up second down and 13 for Hayden now. The football is resting on their own 38-yard line. 7 minutes left to play in the ball game. It's a 5-point Wildcat lead, 26-21, in this 5A Region 6 battle. The Wildcats trying to secure home field advantage in the playoffs. The Aggies just trying to come away with their third win of the season or their first region win for the season. Burrows again across the line of scrimmage, and he maybe only picks up 2 yards as he's really hit hard in the hole that time again. Jeremy on the spot is Jeremy Cloud.
Jeremy Cloud's been playing an excellent football game tonight on the defensive side for Fairview. I know we've called his name at least 10 times making the tackle, and that time he made the tackle for no gain.
Third down and 10 for the Wildcats now from their own 40-yard line. Running their veer, double wings. The running back is maybe a yard, if that far, behind Miller. He gets a quick handoff. That's Orr. Orr's not going anywhere. The Aggies were waiting on him. Cash Hansen was standing in the hole, and he hit Orr about the time he took the handoff.
Well, from a famous movie, Show Me the Money, Cash Hansen comes up right there showing us the money. Didn't let Orr get anywhere after he got the ball and put him straight to the ground. No gain, fourth down.
I got to give a little credit there. The Fairview is they want a fourth and out, and they're going to force it here as Miller's back to punt here.
It's fourth and 10. Miller punts this one away from his own 32. It's going to bounce at the Aggie 32 and then roll dead all the way down to the 18-yard line. So now the Aggies are going to be 82 yards away from taking the lead. It's a 5-point Hayden lead with 5:18 left to play. 26-21 is your score. Hayden on top here on Friday Night Live on Live 95, WRJM LP Coleman. Proud to be Coleman's independent radio. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert bringing you all the action from Dafford Smith Stadium here on the campus of Fairview High School. First and 10 for the Aggies now from their own 18. They trail Hayden by 5. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far. Black wants to throw. This one slips out of his hand. Incomplete. He was trying to get Ethan Holland, but that one wasn't even close.
It's the second time tonight the ball has slipped out of Black's hands. I know he's playing double duty, playing middle linebacker for the defense. Maybe he needs to get a towel or something, stick it in his pants right there, dry his hands off. But
and that's exactly what Coach Redding just did, Dylan, down on the sideline. He got his ball boy. He said, go get me some more footballs and keep them dry. Coach Redding was all the way down on the other 40. He ran all the way down to the 20-yard line and talked to his ball boys and is pegging them. And now the ball boys are running back down to the near line of scrimmage with extra footballs to start swapping these in and out.
Yeah, watched him take off there right down the sideline very quickly. Got the job done.
Black throws a screen pass. This one is in and out of the hands.
No, it's intercepted,
of Jordan
Tommy.
Earwood, and then intercepted by Cole Goosby. It went right through the hands of Jordan Earwood, right into the hands of Cole Goosby, the Hayden Wildcat, who was defending it.
And if you want to talk about being lucky, Tommy, when Jordan Earwood went cut in for the pass that went through his hands. Goolsby actually slipped on the turf and was laying on his side, and the ball goes through Earwood's hands and comes right to him on the ground.
So now the Wildcats are back in business. 5:06 left to play. The Wildcats have a 5-point lead over the Aggies, and they've got the football first and 10 at the Aggie 19-yard line. Goolsby, the man with the interception, gets the handoff, and he dives down to about the 13.
Yeah, they run the unbalanced to the right. Goolsby on the left side of the quarterback. When he takes the snap, he turns and hands it right to him. He found a hole on the right side. And, again, this Hayden offensive line is creating holes for their young backs.
Goolsby again taking the handoff, and he fights his way down to about the 9-yard line. Clock continuing to be a factor now. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in this one. The Wildcats have a 5-point lead, 26-21, and they're knocking on the door again. It's third down and short, less than a yard from the 9-yard line. Two backs in the backfield behind Miller. Miller's going to go with Goolsby again. Goolsby dances across the line of scrimmage, spins at the 5, down to about the 4.
Goolsby with his third consecutive carry, fourth if you consider the interception there, as Miller has gone to Goolsby each time there.
Goolsby a little bit slow getting up off the turf that time, but he pops up under his own power, but he's got to go off because the officials called a timeout for them to tend to him. He picks up the Wildcat first down. It's going to be first and goal for Hayden. They'll spot the football down right at the 5-yard line. Clock is rolling now with 4 minutes, 5 seconds left to play.
Well, you got to wonder what Coach Register wants to dial up here, if he wants to dial up some kind of a short slant or if he wants to just hand off to his backs. He's got Goolsby is out right now. They're going to take a timeout here. Maybe Goolsby will come back in after this.
I think that's exactly what they did, Dylan. Goolsby was injured. The officials called a timeout. Then Goolsby popped up off the turf and was going to stay in, but the officials sent him to the sideline. And Coach Register just decided he'd wait and take a timeout, Daniel, and allow Goolsby to get back in the ballgame.
Yeah, it's like we saw earlier. Their running back, Dylan Frazier, left the ballgame after that hit that he took on about the 50-yard line. So already talking about the backs they're missing tonight and the guys having to step up and Goolsby being one of those, and then he goes out on the play. That's a smart job by the Coach Register right there. You're on the 5-yard line. You need to score. Go ahead and call timeout. You can't take them with you. Go ahead and spend one right here and get your back that's been performing tonight back in the ballgame.
So it's first and goal, Hayden, from the 5-yard line. 3:47 left to play. The Wildcats have a 5-point lead over the Aggies, 26-21, and the Wildcats are knocking on the door again. Miller under center, hands it off to Caleb Wilson, his big fullback. Wilson rambles down to near the goal line. The players are signaling touchdown, but the officials are going to mark him down right about the 1-foot line.
Yeah, very short there. Caleb Wilson, the fullback there, usually the player you go to in that certain situation. He's just a little bit short. They're going to go for it again, probably go back to Wilson again or maybe Goolsby.
It's second down and goal from the foot line. Miller under center. He hands it off to Wilson again, and Wilson's hit right in the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a yard. Jared Batchelor was there waiting on him, and they might give him forward progress to the 1. He loses a couple of feet.
Batchelor made a great play from the defensive line position. That's the first time I've noticed Fairview shifting after Hayden comes out in the unbalanced. They shifted, and Batchelor split the gap in between, made a great play.
They put it back to the 2-yard line now. Third and goal from the 2. Goolsby gets it this time. Goolsby turns. Goolsby's in the end zone for the Wildcat touchdown.
Yep, they went back to Goolsby. Like I said, great play, great call by Register to call a timeout, get his back in the game. That time they went to him, he found a crease on the right side, and he squirted into the end zone.
Yeah, I had to think they'd get back to Goolsby after he had such a promising performance. on the last drive, went out with the injury, came back in, and scored the touchdown. That's the drive he started because he got the interception, and he finished that drive.
And Goolsby, a sophomore, folks, believe it or not, as much as we've called his name tonight, he hadn't got a lot of playing time this season. He's getting it tonight because the entire backfield for the Wildcats has been hurt with broken ankles and broken legs over the last 2 weeks. Goolsby on the two-point attempt this time. He's near the goal line, dives, he's in. The two-point attempt is good. The Wildcats convert, so now with 2:32 left to play, they extend their lead. It's 34-21. Hayden on top over the Aggies.
What a performance by Goolsby because, again, he had the interception that set up this Wildcat drive deep in Fairview territory and makes a lot of the carries, ends up coming out with an injury, and comes back and scores the touchdown two drives later and then even gets the two-point conversion converted for his team. Like you said, only a sophomore, but performing so well in this team that's been injured and makes a big play for his team, sends them over the top with 2:32 to play, 34-21. Let's see what Fairview has cooking.
And Goolsby's not even a big guy. He's 5'8", 142. He's just slippery and quick. Hawkins set to kick off for the Wildcats. Bobbled and now picked up by Garrett Dunn at the 10. Back to the 15, to the 20. And Dunn is up to about the 26-yard line.
Looks like Blake Young, number 72, in on the stop. It looked like, I guess that would have been Mason Black and Dunn both went to receive the kickoff. One got it. The other one thought he had it, bobbled it a little bit, maybe messed up the return they had set up.
So first and 10 for the Aggies now for their own 27-yard line. They trail by 13 with 2:23 left to play. And now it looks like the Aggies have to take a timeout. Still no official, or Hayden takes a timeout. So the Wildcats take timeout. There's 2:23 left to play. The Wildcats have a 34-21 lead. Dylan, we thought we were kind of going to, you know, maybe have a sloppy game the way people talked about the ball game tonight. That wasn't our expectation. That was what was being told to us coming in with all the injuries to both sides. But to me, this has been a pretty darn good football game.
Yeah, you know, we came in this one with knowing that both teams had some serious injuries. Howard out, now Dumas out for Fairview after this game. And, of course, we've all heard the stories of how Hayden has basically lost a platoon of men in their secondary as well in their running back core. But they've been performing very well. Of course, Goolsby, Wilson, and, of course, number 7, who can forget, Dylan Frazier for the Wildcats.
First and 10 for the Aggies now. Trips to the near side. Black wants to throw. Beautiful ball across the middle of the field. Just over the outstretched hands of Clay Knopp. What a pretty pass.
It was a pretty pass. Knopp was on a deep post, and the ball looked like it was on target. And when it got a little closer, Knopp tried to lay out and make a dive and catch. Just went off his hands. But it was a beautiful ball.
So it'll be second down and 10 from the 27-yard line for the Aggies. They'll have trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side, as they work from right to left here in the final 2 minutes and 16 seconds of the game. Black from the shotgun now. Wants to throw again. He's got good protection. Rolls to his left side. Fires. Incomplete. He tried to hit Ethan Holland out in the far flat. And that pass falls incomplete. Some updates from around the county. In the fourth quarter, West Point 37, Good Hope 0. Fultondale 49, Holly Pond 6. Southside Gadsden 34, Coleman 28, and Tanner 22, Cold Springs 14, all those games playing in the fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter as well, 2:08 left to play. It's 34-21, Hayden leading Fairview. On third down and 10, Black wants to throw, dumps off a screen pass, it's bobbled and now hauled in by Ellis. Ellis is to the 30, and running over Wildcats up to the 38-yard line is Ellis.
Yeah, you know, Ellis made a last-chance effort at it. He got the bobbled throw.
And
he gets the first down. Incredible. 1:51 to play here as number 20 Ellis makes a play out of something.
So it's first and 10 now from the 37-yard line. Ellis gets the handoff this time, running right up the middle, and right there waiting on him in the hole is big Chase Hoagland. Not much doing on that one.
Kind of surprised they went with a run there, being down the points they are. You would think they would stick to the air because the incomplete pass stops the clock, but they stick with a run thinking they could catch him off guard. Nothing doing there. Not with Chase Hoagland in the middle.
On second down and 10, Black wants to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. Tucks this one to run. Now he fires downfield. Complete. Up to Ethan Holland about the 45-yard line. Holland's finally wrestled down by Wilson. And Holland looks like he's hurt. He's squirming around on the side.
Holland was fighting for extra yards, and that stood him up just enough for one of the Hayden defenders to come and put his helmet right in his back. Looks like he's up now. He's coming off the field. Maybe just got the wind knocked out of him a little bit.
He's kind of holding his right arm as he comes off. He's not moving his right arm. That arm's tucked in his belly. Don't know if it's the wind knocked out of him in his stomach or it is an arm injury. We'll try to check on him as he's right in front of Dylan.
Yeah, I think it will be the wind knocked out of him there. But
on first and 10, Black has to scramble. He breaks away from one tackle and now two, gets down to the 40-yard line and maybe put the ball on the turf again.
Yeah, he's taking some deep breaths here, so I think he will probably come back in very soon. That's time permitting, 45 seconds to go.
He did. It was a fumble. Tommy Black put the ball on the ground again, fighting for extra yards, and Hayden recovers at the 40-yard line.
So Dane Black fighting for extra yards again, has the ball stripped to the turf, and now the Wildcats are going to take over first and 10 from their own 40 with only 45 seconds left to play, and they've got a 34-21 lead. And Coach Reg has them in the best formation a coach and a team can have, and that's the victory formation. Just snap straight back to Miller. Miller takes a couple steps back and takes a knee. So kind of a stunned crowd at Fairview. This one's been back and forth. They thought they had a couple of shots, and as they move the ball down the field, turnovers, I think, proved to be devastating for the Aggies.
Yeah, you know, when I spoke with Coach Redding before the game, he said there was a lot of things in last week's game that his team did that they don't need to do again, and turnovers end up being the winner here. And Hayden will go on with another region win, go 4-1 in region, and 4-4 overall. And have to go to Mortimer Jordan and play them. They'll play them actually at Hayden next week, while the home team, the Fairview Aggies, will go on to play Springville at Springville. So Region 6 play continues for these two teams. So maybe Fairview is another shot at a win next week. So anything happens. I think Fairview played a really great game tonight. They shouldn't have hung their heads low. They had some great plays. Dane Black played a great game too, and not to mention after, you know, losing some key players on both sides, I think both teams played very well.
A very hard-fought, clean ball game played by both squads, and you're right, Dylan, both guys should hang their heads high as they come to center field or they leave the field tonight as they head back home. Some scores from around the county before we step aside. West Point 37, Good Hope 0, that one in the fourth. Fultondale 49, Holly Pond 6 in the fourth. Southside Gadsden and Coleman. Now the Bearcats have taken a one-point lead in the fourth quarter. It's Coleman 35, Southside 34. In the fourth quarter, Tanner 22 and Cold Springs 14. Our final score here, Hayden 34 and Fairview 21. For Dylan Diemert, Daniel Warhurst, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long, and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.